Genesis chapter 27 and verse 30. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savoury meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise, and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him, and what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob, because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of my mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise. Flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? Amen. May the Lord bless to us this reading from his word. This account of Jacob deceiving Isaac in order to obtain his father's blessing, when Isaac had intended to give it to Esau, reminds us that God had made promises to Abraham. That's what this whole important situation and set of circumstances is all about. He had made promises to Abraham that God would, for Abraham's sake, give him many good privileges and blessings. He had promises given to him of being a mighty nation, indeed many nations, of possessing land, of ruling over his neighbours and of much earthly wealth and well-being. These are things that attract men. And men, and indeed women, sometimes live their whole lives seeking after those temporal blessings. And that's what Esau wanted. He wanted the blessing that brought temporal good, the land and the nations and the wealth and the power. That's what Esau desired. But more importantly, there was a spiritual dimension to the promise that Abraham had been given. And indeed, the promise that he believed, because Abraham was a man of faith. And it seems that at least for some time, Isaac has forgotten those spiritual dimensions to the promise. But Rebekah understood. The Lord Jesus Christ would come from Abraham's lineage. Rebekah appreciated that. The elect of God were typified in Abraham's seed. Rebekah understood that. The faith of Abraham was possessed by Rebekah, and she knew that faith and trusting in God and ultimately in the Lord Jesus Christ was the way of true life. And it appears at least at this point in time, Rebekah was alone in keeping faith with God's promises. The intention of Isaac to bless Esau was a shame and an embarrassment to the patriarch, but Rebekah prevented him from making that terrible error. And I cannot read these verses without feeling that Rebekah served Isaac better by her scheming than Isaac knew. Isaac thought he was dying. In fact, he actually had something like another 40 years left. He didn't die until he was around 180. And I am quite convinced that on this matter, Rebekah saved his life. Isaac knew better than to bless Esau. Esau wanted the good things in life, but he despised the spiritual promises of the Messiah. Esau was reprobate. He was an idolater who despised the God of his fathers. Jacob was God's choice, and Isaac should have known this. Learning of Jacob's deception, Esau resolved in his heart to murder his brother. And I think it's very interesting because we read together that the blessing that was given to Jacob by Isaac was that cursed would be him that curses you. And the very first thing that Esau did, hearing what had happened, was to curse Jacob, the one who had received that blessing from Isaac. This tells us the kind of man that Esau was. But there's more to this as well. Esau was typical. Just as Isaac and Jacob, as the inheritors of the promise of Abraham, were typical, so is Esau. He is typical of flesh. He is typical of flesh, where Jacob is typical of faith. Esau is typical of sensuality and physical desires, just as Jacob is typical of spirituality and the desire after God. Jacob was the one of God's choice, but Esau said to Isaac, "Have you not got another blessing? Is there not another way? Can I not get good things by another means?" That is the heart of man's free willism. That is what men say. They say there are many ways to get happiness in this world. There are many ways to secure well-being. But Esau was a man of the world, and Jacob was the man upon whom God smiled. That murderous attitude that Esau had was a picture of Satan's desire to obstruct and stop God's purpose throughout history, always looking for an opportunity to destroy the Jews, always believing that by doing so he could destroy Christ and the coming rule of the kingdom of God. But the Lord preserved Jacob by having him sent away to Haran. And again, we see that this occurred at Rebekah's instigation. There in Haran, he would marry two wives, from whom would come 12 sons, the 12 sons of Jacob. Or, as we more normally know them, the 12 tribes of Israel. And from Jacob, these would be born. And once again, we see God preserving his people and securing his promise. I just want to make two quick notes, quick points about these matters, and then we will move on. If it hasn't already become obvious to you, I think Rebekah is the star of this story. I see in her a woman of faith who trusted God's word, who believed his promises and who looked forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's not lose sight of her in this grand story that is before us. It tells us that the Lord has use for all his people. And although Rebekah as a woman is not referred to as frequently in the scriptures as Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, yet it is her faith, like that of Rahab or Ruth or Esther, that was used by God to deliver his promise and to secure his purpose of grace and salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me put it very simply. You and I are here today because of what Rebekah said and did long, long ago. And here's another point. Jacob, in many respects, is not a man of desirable qualities. And yet God's love rested upon him. And God's grace was with him. This reminds us that God's love does not come to us because we are good and deserve it. But his love comes to us in order to make us good, and because God chooses freely to give it to us. Both Jacob and Esau were sinners, but God loved Jacob and hated Esau. May God show us his love by bringing us to faith in his Son, by forgiving our sins, and making us holy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.